And finally, every year on Good Friday, a group of young people reenact the Stations of the Cross in St. Peter's Square. Onlookers watch as the reenactors act out the stations, freezing in place as each meditation is read aloud in English. The young people who put on these Stations of the Cross are students of the Emmanuel School of Mission, a 9-month missionary program based in Rome. I spoke earlier with the co-director of the ESM, Helen Wagner, about this initiative.
St. Peter's is the place of the heart of the Catholic Church, so it's very particular and significant that we do it there. Also, because it's such a public place, it's important for us that people are reminded of what Christ offered for us on Good Friday, so people can see it. It's a visual aid in a way to be able to enter into the Triduum and to really understand how much he gave for us, how much he suffered for us, and to see what it might have been like to be there, because it was the greatest act of love to suffer so much, such physical pain, humiliation and shame, and finally to be nailed and killed on the cross. So when people are walking past St. Peter's or through the square and they see the crowd and they watch what's going on, they see the Via Crucis, it can help them to understand more what Jesus did for them personally.
And for the students who participate in this Via Crucis themselves, what do they receive?
Every year the students receive more than they expect to. While we're preparing, it feels very much like acting, but when it comes to Good Friday and they know this is the one that people are watching, they always really enter into it. Those who are playing more supportive sort of roles, people who are compassionate towards Christ, by the end of it they're usually not acting the tears. They're so taken in by what's going on that they really are crying, and it really is quite moving. Those young men who are playing the part of soldiers usually, I think, take on part of the responsibility. They understand that it's all our sin that has led to Christ offering his life for us. And always the young man who plays Christ really can experience in a very particular way just what Christ was offering for each one of us. And obviously they're not experiencing the real pain of it, but they're standing there in front of all these people and they really do understand in a particular way how much Christ loves each one of us. So it's, yes, it's a dramatization, but it's also very prayerful, and it helps the students to really, I think, pray this day, to be in prayer on this day.